Hey guys, what's up? My name is Brian, and none of you are listening to this fucking podcast, so who gives a shit? I'm currently camping out in Cassini Ranch, parking a shit ton of cars, eating Doritos, and I don't care. Like, I'm just gonna eat on the recording. Hear that crunch? It's good stuff. I'm sitting around a really shitty fire and listening to whatever fucking conversation they're talking about, the Japanese World War II shit. And I am so tired, I'm just gonna let my mind wander and talk about whatever it is. Like, starting with the fact that I was talking on radios all day, and I keep hearing an echo in my voice as if I was standing around radios, and it makes me sound like a robot to myself, which means I should probably go to sleep. You know what? That's it right there. I need to go to sleep, man. I'm like, I see my temp, but I'm like so cozy in this chair, and I don't fucking feel like standing up, and that sucks, because I might just sleep in this chair out and just let the raccoons kill me. If I just sleep, Jake, okay, if I let the raccoons kill me, I'd be okay with it. Like, just sick the raccoons on me and let them eat my eyes, and I won't have to freaking work tomorrow.
That's how much you don't care about life.
That's how much I don't care about life. I'm eating another Dorito.
Don't care about, moral of the story, don't care about life, eat another Dorito.
Moral of the story, don't care about life, eat another Dorito. Said by Jig, 2018. What's the date? July 14th, right? Said by Jig. Yeah. Friday the 13th yesterday. Had a pretty good day. I'm looked at by another guy. Can't walk away. I'm making a podcast.
What?
I'm making a podcast.
Why?
Yeah, because I can. Fourth wall break. Whoa, podcast. To anyone who actually cares about this, like, tomorrow I'm going to do a podcast with Tina, kind of a double thing, because I can, and she asked, and she got me into this shit, so... If any of y'all actually heard my first podcast, that was supposed to be a substitution for Tina, but I didn't end up uploading it, so it was just me awkwardly talking about how I'm substituting on a channel that is mine, so that was weird. Is it even a channel or is it an account? Like, I don't know. Because it's got my name on it, it might be an account, but... It's kind of like a YouTube channel where you, instead of watching videos, you listen to audio. How's it going, Ryan? How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, hey, no silver.
Back
no.
Again,
well, my videos are just on, and now they're back. Yay. I'm happy. If they do, then...
They have no lives.
Pretty much. Said by Jake, y'all have no lives.
What are you doing with your life?
Jake, I'm making a podcast. Get away from me.
Run while you still can.
All right, we're 3 minutes into this. All right, I'm going to start. I'm going to do like what I did yesterday and just think about one thing and let it lead to another. Starting with fire. So, I live in Sonoma County. That whole shit burned down in October. That was a fun time for like 2 weeks, man. You stepped outside and it was just smoke everywhere. And luckily, I lived in Roner Park away from all the fires and stuff. But every morning you'd wake up and there'd be like 16 more fires going. And they'd be like, oh, here's a fire coming towards your location. Here's an evacuation. Here's the reason you couldn't leave your house. I'm going to pause this right now. You know, I really hope the first part of that episode saved, because if it didn't, that'd be so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In case the last part didn't save, I was just talking about fire burning things, and that's fun. You just dropped a Dorito on me, and I'm really offended right now. Oh, you just threw a Dorito at me, and I'm really offended. I'm going to eat this Dorito because I don't care. If only there was a Dorito counter. Like, if this is, like, actual video, I could put a Dorito counter of all the times I've eaten a Dorito. Like, we're at 4 right now. Anyway, random thoughts. I wonder how Doritos were invented. Like... Chips in general. Oh, no, chips in general. So chips, I remember, were invented by some guy. He was running a restaurant, and one of his patrons kept asking him to cut his potatoes more thinly and deep fry them. Just fry them. And he got so sick of it, he just cut them really thin and just made them into chips, and, like, that's how we got chips. But, like, Doritos aren't made of potato. They're made of, like, cardboard. Oh, the tortilla?
Yeah, the tortilla chips with flavoring.
Oh, apparently the tortilla chips with flavoring. I'm really tired right now. I probably could have figured that out if I wasn't.
But that story is not wrong.
No, it really is. It really is a potato thing. I don't know if you can hear anyone in the background, so I might just sound like I'm talking to myself like an insane person. Of course, for those of you who know me, that's no different than usual. I should probably stop talking so fast. I forgot about that. Random thoughts. Trees. I see a tree. I see a lot of trees. We're outside.
Around trees, you idiot.
The outdoor. I like climbing trees.
We are in the forest.
We're not in the forest. We're in the freaking fancy-ass campsite. Jake, are you good? That was a lot of fire. All right, so trees, right? I like climbing trees and spooking people. Shut up, Jake. I'm doing something. I actually bought a pigeon mask on eBay. And no, true story. I bought a pigeon mask because we're for this movie we're making, there's a scene where there's this character in a horse mask, pulls off, she's like wearing a pigeon mask, right? Pulls off the pigeon mask, reveal horse mask underneath, and like we're all screaming in the car as she's doing this. And it's pretty great, honestly. Dorito counter number 5.
Don't care about life.
So that's the reason I spent $20 on a pigeon. $20 on a pigeon mask was for a 5-second scene, and I've been tormenting people with it by going to a park and just sitting in a tree with the pigeon mask and squawking at them. And it's honestly one of my favorite things. Okay, they just turned on the car and it's really loud. And honestly, I'm triggered. Yo, cars are ruining the environment. Did you know that 100 years ago, they thought that cars were actually the healthy opportunity due to the amount of crap that horses are producing? So they were like, oh, why don't we just... Oh, cars seem better because, oh, gasoline, that's not bad. So cars were seen as a healthy opportunity. Nowadays, they're like, oh, cars are crap. Did I say you could feel a Dorito? Oh, he just placed a bunch on my neck. I'm just going to eat all of them. Dorito counter number 6. I hope you like the sound of me chewing on Doritos. I think you put like 6 on my stomach.
ASMR
eating is so disgusting. Like, you always hear like the... And like all the liquid stuff coming out of their mouths. And it's so gross. But I'm going to do it. But I'm doing it anyway because I stopped caring 2 hours ago. Dorito counter number 7.
Dominic's
in
there. He's just kind of chilling.
Where
are you
going?
Okay.
So,
goodbye, everyone. See you in October.
Bye. So,
we
got to
take Shelby up to meet Nick.
So, Joan just said, oh, call someone if you need help, right? And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I always need help. It's just a matter of perspective. You know, my friend over there, Anthony, he wants to be a psychiatrist when he grows up. And my thought when he told me that was, oh, my God. Why do you want to get paid to deal with people's problems? Because that sounds like either a really awesome job or a really shitty job. Because my solution to that would be just like, you dreamed about what? Well, okay, you're crazy. Bye, here's a prescription for Xanax. And then, you know, they write me a really bad Yelp review and then I get fired and I get my doctor taken away. Which is why I'll never have a profession in any medical field. And that sounds wonderful. Dispense, eh? Oh, God. What is that? Thalidomide. Okay, so, random thought. Thalidomide was this drug back in, what, the 60s, 50s? And the idea of thalidomide was to cure morning sickness for women, right? Yeah. Except thalidomide, if you know the story, you know it ended with, like, these horrible severe disformities for the children. Because back then, doctors could literally do anything and no one would think about the after effects. Yep. What an easy time that was. You know, lobotomies? No. Lobotomies were a thing back then, too.
Yep.
Kennedy. Oh, one of the Kennedy sisters. John F. Kennedy's sister. Was it Laura Kennedy or someone? I don't know what her name was. Yeah.
She had a...
There was this very well-spoken Kennedy sister. I will look up her name.
She was in an institution.
She got lobotomized. She used to be a very well-spoken, proper lady who got a lobotomy, which is where you poke an ice pick through the back of your eye and remove a bunch of brain tissue. She went to a shrieking creepazoid that could just, like, cry and shriek in an institution, which is really sad, just goes to show you that doctors didn't give a fuck back then.
Well, they didn't have that
in many in the Civil War, they were able to saw off a leg in 27 seconds. I really wish that was a made-up statistic.
Back then, we didn't have, like, Medicare or whatever.
Back then, Medicare wasn't even a thought.
They literally sawed your bones off. That's how the doctors...
Dorito counter number 8.
Saw bones.
Yeah, they had bone saws that you would cut with. You know, this started out with camping, and now we're on bone saws. This is why Adventures in a Tired Mind is so much fun. Okay, so... random word, potatoes. So the Irish potato famine, right? That killed a lot of people. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I love history, so a lot of my little snippets of information just have to do with random history facts. Like, there was a...
Irish immigrated to the States back then.
There was a war over a pig once.
There was a war over emu.
Oh, no, the emu war. No, okay. No, I know about this. In Australia, you guys can Google this. This is 100% true. The Australian Army, I quote Army, went to war against emus, and the emus won. Like, the Australians put 2 machine gunners down and gunned down, like, 200 emus, but the emus overran and destroyed the machine gunners, so they freaking lost the emu war. And my ultimate question is, why did they decide that it was a good idea to shoot at the 6-foot-tall birds? Like, especially when they're, like, packing, right? Like, they're in a big old pack. They're gonna charge you and freaking kill you. How was that a good idea? Dorito counter. I don't even know if 200 is the right number. I'm so tired right now. I can literally tell you that, like, physics doesn't exist. Dorito counter number 9.
Dorito counter number 9?
Yeah, I've eaten 9 Doritos during this podcast. Emus are great. I have...
Really?
What about kiwis? Kiwis are a thing. Not the fruit, the bird. The fruit is pretty great. Honestly, if you get a good kiwi, like kiwi strawberry, it's good stuff.
Who are you talking to?
Well, talking to a podcast. I'm talking to all two of my wonderful viewers. Yes, we have a big ass tent. It's where we were sleeping last night. Next to your ugly face. Well, you didn't snore this time, which is good because I would have stabbed you. Good friend Orlando, one time we were sleeping, we were camping out at Tunzi Ranch. And we were sleeping in the car, only we were all sleeping in the back. And he snored throughout the entire damn night. At 1 in the morning, I woke up, and he was going... And I was like, oh my God, I could not sleep. It was so bad. I actually woke him up and said, dude, I need you to stop just so I can sleep. And he did, and like... He slept for like a solid, he was up for like a solid 2 minutes and he went back to sleep and just started snoring immediately after that. And I was so pissed. I like woke him up and I was like, dude, seriously, I need to sleep because if I don't, I'm going to kill you. It has now been a year and a half and thank God I haven't killed him yet, but the day is still young. And Dorito counter number 10.
When life gets you down, eat a Dorito. Every time you eat a Dorito, I'm going to make a quote out of Dorito.
You know what, Jake? I appreciate you. Oh, my phone just turned on. That's interesting. You ever wonder how much, like, technology has progressed over the last 50 years? Like, in 50 years, like, in 100 years, no doubt, like, we went from doing things like Morse code and shitty radar to, like, high-definition video from outer space and your phone being able to, like, record 10-minute shitty podcasts from a guy who's tired.
Hey,
I was just making a joke about how my 10-minute-long podcast is extremely shitty. If you're listening for this far, please contact me. I'll give you a fresh plate of cookies.
Facebook.
First 50 people only, I will give you a cookie, a fresh cookie. I'm 100% serious.
Home-baked?
Home-baked. If you've had my cookies, you know what's up. Tina, this goes out to you because I know you're listening to this.
But yeah, technology has grown up. Has grown a lot over years, especially when Facebook made the AI that literally created its own language.
That was pretty terrifying. Dorito counter number, what, 11? Well, you're out of time. You had time to make a Dorito quote, but you didn't do it.
Damn it.
Yeah, you tried. You know what? I'm at 11 minutes. I made my first podcast 15 minutes long. I think I'll do the same thing for this because I just talked about the most random shit for just 15 minutes. What is wrong with me? All right, hey guys, go on to Snapchat, type in therealbrian.d, right, Brian with an I, and text me what's wrong with me. Let me know.
No.
Because there's several things, but like I need a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Huh? All right, guys, signing off.
Back to his camp.